Today we will be hearing words from Revelation 14:13, a verse which has always given me comfort when thinking of friends no longer with us. The verse comes from John's eschatological vision, which seems to be taking him, at least in his imagination, to a magical place, not heaven, but heaven-like. In his vision, he imagines there are three angels. One is portrayed as warning people on earth to, quote, fear God and give him glory, for the hour of his judgment has come, end quote. Now remember, at this time, the devout Jews are still reeling from the destruction of the second temple. A second angel loudly laments, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. And of course, much ink has been spilled while people try to decide who or what Babylon the Great might have been or might be. Finally, the third angel warns people not to worship, quote, the beast and its image, end quote. And again, many writers have speculated about this metaphor. But then comes the verse I find so comforting. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, write this. Blessed are the dead who from now on die in the Lord. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them. For their deeds follow them. In my simple way, I think that when someone dies, at least some of the good deeds they have done will somehow manage to live on through others. I'm not thinking about those who are able and might generously endow an entire hospital wing. Such acts of generosity are to be praised. But when someone dies, I find myself remembering a kind word they once said to me, possibly an approving look. Or maybe that person helped me when I was absolutely stumped and could go no further. Deeds like that live on in ways the giver could never have imagined. We hear these comforting words, which have been set to music by Mendelssohn, as they are sung by a choir which is new to me, the men's choir called Shuhar Korua. These 22 men from the Basque countryside began singing together in 2018.
Yeah.